Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 100 of Ran Wind Parked. Beep, 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 beep. Do I have to pay somebody to use that 100 emoji? I'm not sure.
No, emojis are royalty free or whatever.
Fair and balanced is what I thought you were going to say for some reason. I forgot to open my can, so I just had to mute to open my can, you know. After 100 episodes, now actually 101 episodes, myself, Cone Dodger, Kurt J. Mack, and ZK have reached peak professionalism.
Mm-hmm. Showing your can on stream.
Is it a stream?
Video.
Isn't everything a stream nowadays?
Yeah, everything's a stream. Videos are
TikTok. This is a TikTok, right?
It would have to be like three TikToks at once to capture the whole screen. Just a TikTok live stream from all three of us, but like we only show one third of the stream.
you must find two friends in order to watch it properly.
Well, that cancels most of our audience. Oh, boy. Well, it is the momentous episode 100. I feel vindicated that we made it to triple digits because I started the thumbnails with three digits to begin with. Pulled a Kurt J. Mack on that.
It's been, when did we start this? 2018? 2019?
I think we determined it's 4 years. Like, just over 4 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a lot.
That's a hell of a
4 years, too.
Yeah.
for basically all of us here. Well, before we completely slide down into existential crisis, should we look at car ads? Because I think that's what the show is about.
Have we still not figured that out after 100 episodes?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I think we can try it. I think we'll try car ads.
Let's try that. Just for this time.
Sticks. Yeah.
Well, I, for this momentous occasion, went looking for some classics. I went on the hunt to find the authentic Ran Wind Parked stuff that I've always looked for. Nothing weird, nothing unusual, just Celicas. Like a 1976 Toyota Celica coupe that is for sale for $5,500 in Pennsylvania, so it's East Coast. It's only 85% rust, and in episode 1, I wanted it, and in episode 100, I want it. It is a sat and ran when parked since 1992, so just a couple years ago.
Push it into a random parking lot, then?
Yeah, it is. I think it's one of those deals where they, like, found it, got it running, and then were like, this is way more than we want to get into.
I can see the rust from here.
They're all pretty rusty, especially when you get them over here. But if we look at it, it's I love this body style so much.
Yeah. No, it's good.
They're so good. I could never settle for a fastback one of these.
I need a, because they look like mini chargers or Chargers, Camaro.
Yeah, I mean, the hatchbacks look like mini Mach 1 Mustangs, and the coupes kind of look like more miniature Camaros, I would say.
Yeah. So what would
it's got
be
a Grand Valley in the dashboard.
It reminds me of the Corollas. They were definitely made of the same spongy material.
I mean, really, the two cars are kind of cut from the same cloth.
What would be the 70s Toyota equivalent of, like, you know, 350, you know, since it's a
70s
Camaro.
Toyota equivalent of a 350? I think you're looking at it like it's the 20R, right?
It's the 20R,
that,
right?
It was what was in everything. That's what powered Toyota through the whole decade, pretty much.
To be honest, I didn't realize these had 20Rs, which is like the big engine of the
This is pretty much the cream of the crop. Like, this is as good as you could get here. They had much better engines in Japan.
Yeah.
But if you got a 20R here in a Celica, that's pretty good.
I don't think we had any dual cam over here.
No. Mm-mm. I do. The interiors always look like crap in these. even the interior,
like,
design is similar.
Or like style.
No, the style I love. The materials just did not hold up. But the style I actually quite like. I think it's, it has that same like muscle car look, just like eep, miniature, mm-hmm. which is pretty similar to the Corolla, but a little, it's a little bit bigger looking than the Corolla. Just in like macho-ness, not in size.
Yes.
And it's, it has a center console.
It's lifted a kettlebell or two compared to the Corolla.
It's rusty, but I think it's an overall recoverable.
Yeah, kind of. I haven't seen any like holes through the.
Granted, they didn't
rockers
show us. It makes me happy that they were able to put it on a lift. Just the fact that it can go on a lift and not go
fold in half.
Like, you know, if you did this to any of Powers' cars, that they're just, you know.
It's like complete.
And yeah.
For some reason, it has an aluminum radiator, but it's complete. Yeah. It still has the stock air cleaner.
Yeah. You can tell they threw a little bit of money at it, and then that was it.
Yeah.
New alternator.
Yeah.
The classic blue spark plug wires, NGKs, that you can always tell because they put, they label them. Like, they put little tags right here on which cylinder is which.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
NGK is just the best, in my opinion.
NGK, I love you.
I love you, NGK.
Sponsor?
Always like, yeah, a little too late for that cart. A little late. Love these, and I think $5,000 is reasonable these days for one of these. You know, in another life,
title.
I want one of these. Give me Kurt.
Give you. I've brought my theme for this momentous occasion. My three finds is I found something for each of us.
Ah. But
based
I already did it.
How well do you know
last
your friends?
99 episodes.
Yeah, how well do you know your friends?
And this first one is for you, Cohn.
Oh, okay.
I'm is glad you chose Celica? The Celica. Is it a Celica? Yeah. No, it's something better.
Is it? Oh.
You gotta save them.
No, this Remember is actually plan? What you want. This is literally the car for Cohn.
Yeah. Is it?
Because he looks at it and is like, oh, it's still got the stock air intake. Oh, I can save it.
Can be saved.
I want this.
This is how they all are, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is
better than all
this
of them.
Is all I can see right now is that, like, there's some bolts holding the front end on, and I'm like, wow, this thing's clean.
This person, for also $5,000, is selling their 91 S13. They got it years ago, hoping to make a drift car. You don't say.
Shocked.
Somebody bought a 240 SX in order to make a drift car, but they've decided that the dream just isn't there anymore.
Okay.
Hasn't been able to start in a while. Ran when parked. It's gutted. The hatch latch is broken. 5K OBO.
Latch.
They're aware that that's steep.
Okay.
But they didn't do anything about it. Their hands are tied. The drift tax.
The right color.
They'll post
Although,
better pictures in daylight
cam.
Soon.
So something's up here.
Why? You could get Aztec Red in a dual cam.
Wasn't no, it? But it's green. It's the two-tone green. I guess it was repainted.
Oh, it's not green. It's you know, rattle can
primer
yeah,
green.
Like
oh, okay.
Blast a dip or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Headers.
Stock.
Oh, man, it's still got, like, oh, it's got 5-lug, but it has the, like,
oh, weird.
Not Enki wheels on it. Enki? How do you say it, ZK?
I always say it like Enki.
I've always said it like Enki, too. It's probably wrong.
I've always said an Enki.
Okay.
I've added an
additional
syllable.
No, that's when you
syllable.
Sneeze weird. Good Enki.
Look at these filler panels, though. Those are mint. I got a headlight shroud and a filler panel. This is I need this,
more
Kurt.
More of an olive kind of army. I wouldn't quite say mint.
Man, you remember these mirrors, too? The, like, vented mirrors? Ugh. Yeah. It's enough of the aero thing. I actually quite like those wheels, believe it or not. I know they're, like, front-wheel drive offset.
There's something wrong with you.
And that's why I like them.
What are these?
I think they're 16s.
Spacers, it looks like.
I think they're 16s.
Yeah, right underneath the mouse.
I feel like 16s are just like the actual right size for a 240.
They are, it's but just, you can't get tires.
Yeah, there's just no tires for that size.
And now, these days, the only tires you can get on anything are 18s. Really annoying.
These days. But yeah, it's still got the plastic fender liner clips in place. Mm-hmm. Fender liners are gone.
No, it doesn't have the.
Yeah, the fender liner's gone. The clips are there.
That happened to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was backing up, and then I hear a weird crunch, and my fender liner was in my wheel. Or I was running over my own fender liner.
Oh, God, why is the dash so scuzzy?
I was it's the whole steering wheel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The stock 240 steering wheel's good.
And they all fall apart. Awful? They'd like... You know, they get to this point where the rubber's no longer attached to the metal, and you can do, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what the 280s...
Yeah, very annoying. I found one for mine. It's a no cruise control, no buttons one, which is actually kind of hard to find. And it's not leather-wrapped, but it's the plastic that's still attached to the wheel, and I feel like that's a pretty damn rare wheel now. Oh god, those belts. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is like
safety.
If you want to talk,
I thought those were, like, I thought they were ratchet straps.
Like, I've seen Powers do some pretty sketchy stuff, but like those belts are almost worse than having no seatbelt on. Don't do that.
What's that on the floorboard? It's not like an anti-submarine belt. Is it actually a 5-point?
No, it's a 4-point.
No, on the floorboard.
Here? Here.
Like, higher up. But yes, down there.
All I'm looking at is the ignition cylinder sitting on the floor.
No, the thing next to it is what I was referring to.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I think that's just the foot of the chair. These are S14 seats, so they've got the weird feet on them. Yeah, Kurt, I think it's done. I think, honestly, unless, like, knock on wood.
I give you one?
Unless something happened to mine, I don't want another one. I'm done. I'm out.
The dream. Just like this.
Can you?
Ad said, the dream is dead.
I had the dream 9 times. How many times can you have the same dream?
Well, if you were to ask my therapist.
Yes.
It would say pay up already.
I spent too much time in my high school, apparently, according to my dreams.
Oh. I still have work ones.
Is it a different set of wheels?
Yeah, over there.
It is a different set of wheels.
Are you surprised? Oh, that's the original. Yeah, it was an Aztec Red.
That's the same sunroof on the truck.
Same one on the 200.
Yep.
They had something. They stuck with it. And I've only seen one fly out and shatter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Noted. Just one.
Just one. Drift.
Out of 9. I mean,
yeah.
It's like 10%.
It wasn't mine. It was at a drift event. Hey.
Speaking of Nissans.
And, oh.
Oh. So a mix of the worlds, a... single cam, but it's in a D21. It is something I want. Is hood rat things with my hood rat friends, and this is fills that. So it's a hard body D21, fully turboed, which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
As opposed to not fully. 15 pounds of boost. Needs new rings. Does not runs. Parts. eBay turbo. Turbo headers. 3,000 cc or 300 cc over injectors, which is, again, I don't know. It looks like a fun, stupid thing.
Yeah. I love the turbo going into the upward throttle body. I've never seen someone do that before. That is brand new pixels to my eyes.
It's so good and so bad. And I just... These seats are awful, but kind of cool.
Okay, if you say so.
I don't know. This is like, it just triggers all my hood rat things with it being...
I'm sorry, wait, does it have an S14 dash in it? Is that what the dashboard looks like? Kurt.
In 94, mine is the old square dashboard.
So they rounded
94.
It. Gotcha.
Yeah, it got rounded.
Okay, all right. I agree, Turbo KA hard bodies are cool. This one... it's like Texas cool, unfortunately. And you know exactly what I mean by that.
Oh, it's so good. Look, it's got an NRG, or Is that what that?
Yep.
Anyway, that brand of steering wheel.
So it goes. for the listeners out there.
I didn't realize they said that it didn't run. I don't know why.
Yeah, any rings. They've who knew? They
blew it.
Who knew if you put 200,000 miles on a single cam KA and then threw 15 pounds of boost at it, it would need rings? Crazy.
You know what? Fix it. Be good. I got a spare KA somewhere.
Okay. It's me.
I just want dumb, stupid cars now.
Oh. This is a weird picture to have. Oh, I know why. There's a story here. I like Opel GTs. I think we have all had a little bit of a moment of like, oh, those are neat. And then Kurt was like, I can't fit. This was an ad that I saw for a 70 Opel GT. And it was $4,000. And it opened with this picture. Like, this was the picture of the ad. And I was like, oh, that might be pretty interesting. It's a 4-speed car. This whole ad is just a trip from here. I'm looking for 4,000 OBO. It's a 70 Opel GT with cosmetic damage. Rebuilt using parts from other Opel cars and not sure what front end was used. It is not the standard Opel GT look. The car drives good and wife has title. Top was cut off by previous owner in Ohio, and makeshift convertible removable top was made. Also, the previous owner was the one who fixed up the front end. Father-in-law passed away, and selling is part of an estate. Oh, no. Oh, no. It looks like they got 5 jackets from a Goodwill, sewed them together, and put it on the top.
It's the trash bag poncho of convertible tops.
And you'd think that would be the worst part. But it's not. Does anybody have any idea where this front end came from?
It looks like someone with 2 eggs in their mouth.
In their cheeks.
Yeah.
I am baffled. I have no idea. And it looks so seamless, too.
Seamlessly. I was about to make a guess, but then I didn't. Like, something's wrong.
Well, I mean, it's an Opel GT, so the headlights are supposed to be, like, up on the fenders, like,
right, yeah,
pop-overs.
They, like, flip around.
I don't know, man.
Like a whale shark.
It is something. And then nice thumb.
Finger.
Nice thumb there.
Bingo.
What's that? Is that off like an Integra or something? Like, that says something on it. The wing.
It almost looks like SRT, but it's not.
I'm sure you could figure it out based on the, like, cutout. Yeah, that's a shame.
Like the Batmobile in the front. Like the old Batmobile, yeah. Obviously.
It's weird.
It's weird. Like, so much work went into that, too. Like, it's so...
I wonder if it's... Well, smooth. I mean, I guess it's a fiberglass car. What am I saying?
Are they? I think they're metal-bodied. I think they looked like they're fiberglass because the build quality was so bad. But I think they're actually metal-bodied. Fairly sure on that. Not 100%. But yeah, that's the weird, sad story of this Opel GT.
And it's clearly still sad about it.
Yeah, very. Look at the way the roof is cut. Like,
do I have to?
They didn't even cut it. They didn't follow the line of the windshield. They were just like,
I wish the convertible top was retracted so we could see how horrible that looks.
I'm not sure it retracts. I think it's just
well, there. I mean, that's why they cut it. That's what that was in the description.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it folds back or anything. Like, I think you'd have to rip it off of the car.
It's probably held on by Velcro.
Oh. Hook and loop. Yeah, now let's get that out of our...
Don't say the brand name.
Let's get that out of our retinas.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So this next one is for ZK.
Oh, I thought it would be for you.
I'm the guests,
best for
not
last.
Me, are first.
No.
But I think the one of the best stories in the last 99 episodes was ZK's cougar story. So how about a 1970 Mercury Cougar convertible? Only 53,000 original miles for $38,000.
I pose a question. If I use this,
you're not the only one posing.
Thumbnail. Does it get more views than the rest of the Randwood Park series ever got?
That, hey, we could do some market testing.
Yeah, just change the thumbnail every day and see which one does better.
Just like keep rotating this image. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, one 90 degrees and yes, down and mirrored.
This is the picture featured in multiple internationally distributed calendars. The latest was the 2022 sold at Walmart.
Why she doesn't have a reflection?
Right, yeah. This is so incredibly photoshopped.
What do you mean? Those pictures are clearly taken at the same angle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are clearly real. Yes. I mean, the car, the picture.
It's super rare. Survivor, numbers matching, all things that we care about here at Ramwin Park. Competition green. Cougar.
The fact that this is in
this does
calendars.
Look like it would be on a Walmart calendar.
It does, right. Yeah, that's... Well said.
The actual car is pretty good, though.
It's numbers matching. Did you hear?
I don't care about it.
There's its calendar features.
I mean, literally...
I like 2015 the best.
Yeah, literally every other one is better. I like the 2016.
2016 is pretty good.
It's a double.
Yeah, I like it when there's like a little blurb, too. I want to read my calendar, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You want to learn something every month.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The original convertible top factory inspection sticker for you.
Is that Joy's?
Sure. Josh? Maybe just sure. Joy.
J's. Joy's.
Joy's.
Why is there an S?
Your cream interior. I don't know why this picture is.
You can't. Just
the next one.
With that.
I mean, I got this for ZK. ZK.
Wait, that's a different cougar.
Isn't
I don't recognize
though?
This cougar.
Is it? Well, ZK, what are you doing? Who's putting all these pictures in my post? Oh, ZK. All
why are
right.
there so many?
Oh no.
There we go. That's
there
the
we
one
go.
That really.
That's
sets me off right there.
I'm gonna put it in the comments later, but there I saw something in those that will haunt me for life.
That's not anything you haven't seen before.
I think I might. I don't know.
There was one. No, you know what?
Well, now there's plenty of choices for the thumbnail to rotate.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate that.
We can make a whole calendar.
Yeah.
ZK's Cougar of the Month.
Speaking of more things. Okay, so you didn't like my last mini truck. What about this mini truck? It is a 1985.
How is this possible?
Ford Ranger with a 460 in it.
Where?
It's got a 460, four 9-inch headers, Edelbrock to auto, but it's meant to be a drag car, so that kind of makes sense. Severely powerful truck, so no joyride.
Severely powerful.
It's also got a brand new towing package.
Okay.
His mechanic did a once over on it, so it's good to go.
All right, let me see the engine bay already. Hot dang. I mean, they cut a lot of stuff.
It's in there.
It's in there.
Like, where's the alternator?
Yeah. I guess it's here. Oh, yeah, it is here.
Yeah. Wow. It's stuffed in there. And, like, it looks like they did a radiator like stuffed into the core support instead of
did you read
it.
The air cleaner?
Don't like my driving? Something.
I read all the words, but I can't read all the words.
Yeah, email something. I can't see it on my end. I don't have enough pixels.
505 horsepower.
Who's supposed to see that? If
right.
But this is really clean and probably pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the pictures look like they're from the 90s.
They do.
Like, I'm looking for the little date, orange date in the corner. This is a sort of unfortunately picture, but the two items are oddly related.
I mean, yeah. Oh no, I mean it's completely related. I mean, I can tell that they don't have any respect for humanity for the fact that they've got a Ranger with a 460 on radial TAs.
Yeah, it's fine.
Some of
the trailer.
The worst tires that you could have on something with
just
potentially
some different headlights.
Horsepower.
And it's good to go.
You should get it and make it respectable.
Take off all the stickers, put on some new wheels and tires.
Please.
New headlights. Lower it about an inch or two if it's possible.
Can we put a ZF5 behind it?
I mean, in theory, but...
It would explode.
Maybe like a T56 or something.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Glorious airbrush, or what do you call it? Like, ghost skulls interior? And Batman. Keeping you safe.
Boy, ZK's really gone full Texas for 100, hasn't he? Just full Texas. I've gone... and found the best ramp truck of all time. It is a 1949 Studebaker R2, 350 Chevy with 700 R4, air suspension on all four corners, power disc brakes all around. It has a new interior, and new gauges, new fuse panels, obviously a pretty recent build, I would say. Mm-hmm. And just with this, it's pretty cool. Like, that's a pretty cool build. I like the ramp. I like the way that it's built. You know, it's kind of the tilt back and a dovetail at the same time, but
I mean, it doesn't look too modern.
No,
it is modern.
Right. Yeah. It still looks like a classic hauler.
It's a pit. It's been a long time since I've seen a pit.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
How many mid-engined ramp trucks have you come across?
Not in automation?
Yeah, right. Because the engine is at the front of the bed, behind the cab.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have never.
You know, that's not a bad place for it.
I'm curious how it drives, because, like, with a car on there, literally all of the weight is in the center of it. So I'm curious.
That's a good thing, right?
Or it could be death. Not sure. I'm just not sure. Not a lot of pictures, unfortunately. I think we got some pictures of a pretty nice interior.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
modern,
kind of weird center console and some
weird modern stuff
seats.
Put into it, but usable, I would say.
Yeah,
serviceable.
Not bad.
But yeah, just a wild build. Just and they don't really even make any big stink about it. They're like, yeah, it's a ramp truck. They're all mid-engined, right?
Right, they are. I want to watch the engine bay.
Yeah, and I wonder how it drives and like what chassis, because like it's on airbags and
right.
While I like airbags for aesthetic reasons, they usually ride horribly, especially when you have them in a load situation. Like
I don't know. Vice Grip built his new hauler with airbags, and he says it rides a million times better than his leaf spring trucks.
It depends on a lot of factors. Let's just put it that way. But usually...
I mean, you can't ride worse than mine that is literally axle on frame.
I keep trying to get you to fix that. But no, you say, come and weld things for me.
Okay, where's the bad part of that? Pretty neat ramp truck, though.
I guess maybe the air system might be in the front.
Oh yeah, that's a good. That'd be a good frunk space
or whatever. Frunk. All right. What did I find? Oh, I remember what I found for myself.
Retirement.
Retirement. Yes. This is the last anything you'll see of me. It's the last anything you'll see of me because I'm gonna be a snowrunner in real life.
Oh no.
For only $198,000, just a little bit more than the subathon brought in. That's a joke. A crane truck for sale. It is from SnowRunner. It's the cat. It's got the flatbed. They went for the flatbed and the crane attachment. The bug deflector. Some additional. Horns on the top.
Looks like they're currently fitting the utility bed for repair points.
Brand new crane only has 2,000 hours of work. That seems like a lot
that
of work.
That seems like a lot. That doesn't seem brand new.
that's a lot of time. But yeah.
That's more than Kurt did during the Summathon.
It's true. That's more than I've done all the year. Probably.
I want to see you stow it away without the stow button.
Oh, yeah.
It comes in handy sometimes if you can open it up while you're tipping over.
Mm-hmm.
It just whing. Mm-hmm.
Every time that stuff happens in SnowRunner, you get so used to it. Like, you get so used to playing the game that you're like, yeah, my truck tipped over. And then you think about a truck this size actually just like
tipping over, yes.
You'd be A, a lot more violent, and B, a lot harder to actually do.
And a lot harder to undo.
And much harder to undo.
After the fact.
Yeah, I don't think your crane's just going to go like, okay, I'm back up. Or it's magically a winch that pulls you up over the side of a hill.
From multiple points
from
on your vehicle.
Sapling.
Yeah.
It's the Kapma 360.
Look at it go.
Look at it go.
Oh, there those are concrete tubes.
Yeah, the small tubes.
Where's the steel beans?
The beans. You got your tubes, your beans.
Planks. There's one that's just like spare parts, which is just
spare parts. Consumables.
Well done. Well done. Good bit. Good bit.
Yep. Good bit. I have a bit. Just a bit.
So, yeah, this one. Sorry. I'm trying to remember these ads, even though I put it together and we talked about it.
Just talked about this.
A 1991 Mazda B2600i. So, actually, a truck that I would might.
This is like the one.
$100.
Was this what you were trying to get me to buy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although this is a two-wheel drive and the four-wheel drive ones are cooler. But for me, I think I actually probably would want the two-wheel drive.
I don't know if I've ever seen you go off-road.
Back and forth on
like, you barely leave the driveway. I'm not sure you need to go off-road.
Oh, you have to click play. Okay. This one had a video. So I just did the... there's not anything to really listen to in the video other than that. It's a video of the running truck, though. So.
It's a 40-year-old Mitsubishi that's still running. Yes, I know it's a Mazda, but it's a Mitsubishi engine.
No, it's a Mazda.
It's 2600 is a Mitsubishi engine.
It's a Mazda engine.
Sir.
Yes?
Go to Wikipedia right now. Look at the 2.6-liter in a Mazda truck. Also, look at the spark plugs. We got one blue and four orange and here three orange.
The Fortune.
Mm-hmm. Nice truck.
Six. You're thinking of the other 2.6.
Is there multiple?
There's an early 2.6.
I'm pretty sure that's a...
The G6 engine. Mazda replaced the G54B with its own 2.6 liter G6 engine when previously it was the G54B, which was actually a Mitsubishi engine.
Well, I got you to say Mitsubishi one more time, so we're good.
Mitsubishi. After 1988 is when the 2.6 was Mazda.
Okay. So it's probably but actually it's... a Ford.
No, it's a Mazda. Shut up! it does say successor Ford EcoBoost. Anyway, it's just a nice, like, honest Mazda truck. And it reminds me so much of the one that I had.
Hadn't lied to me yet.
Huh?
Hadn't lied to me yet.
And it's fuel injection, which is nice. It's in pretty decent shape, even though every fender has a dent on it, or every panel.
Of course.
But that's just how they are. It's got the nice upgraded interior. It had air conditioning. Yeah, you see the little AC button. So it's a high spec. You even get a tack. And there, I think that's an owner's manual or a Bible. Not sure.
Yeah, it looks like a Bible.
Always a good sign. Always a good sign when you have repair a Bible manual? On the dash.
What is that?
That does look kind of like a
Hanes. It looks like a VHS or box or something.
Oh, yeah, it is more of a box.
I can't tell what that is.
Let us know in the comments. It's a, right here? Are we talking about this?
Yeah.
It's a non-slip pedal. It's a, it's pedal-like clip-ons for brake pedal and whatnot.
Okay. Probably because they all wear out after 200,000 miles.
I mean, this is a well-used truck.
Got headliner that still works, current registration. Just a good, honest truck.
Why don't you have it yet? Sure.
Huh?
Why don't you have it yet?
Maybe I do. You don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Again, you haven't left the house since August. So
it's been so hot, though. It's been so hot outside. My poor electric bill.
Yeah, same here. Kurt.
Oh, I forgot. I had a bonus.
You had a bonus?
I had a bonus.
Who's this one for?
I decided to get this one for the podcast.
Ah.
Oh.
The fourth member
all,
of our crew.
All seven people still here.
Yep. You're looking at it right now. It's the Ranwin Park logo car.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh. It's a little bit less rusty.
For a 240Z. Doesn't run.
Okay.
There's quite a few of these.
Yeah, it's
one.
Oh,
I mean, this one was the closest because they had the hood up. It's orange. Ranwin Parks.
It's surprising to me how many Z's are still around, like in terrible shape.
Yeah,
it makes it abundantly clear just how many sold. That was a good selling car. That one's pretty rough.
Another one for $5,000. Needs a lot of work. Engine turns over.
Is it its grave?
Yeah, you might turn it over and it goes right into the ground.
Right, that's scary that they've been turning it over. There's another one, $9,000. Firm.
I kind of like these wheels. I'm kind of into these wheels lately. I wouldn't mind these for the 200, but they're 14s.
Yeah, they are 14s.
Mm. Yeah, so that's...
$3,500.
I don't like the turbine wheels as much.
What about those wheels?
Don't like those.
The slots.
Don't like the slots.
$5,500 again. Prices all over the place.
More than the blackjack.
What about those wheels?
Definitely don't like those. That one's...
Those wheels?
What's that? What's wrong with
those wheels? No, that one kind of fits the image. Like, that one's pretty close
right.
to the... If it had the hood on it.
Panel, door.
$8,000.
The center lines are not bad.
That one's got multiple.
Yeah, of course.
Types of wheels.
The fronts are 7 spokes, but they don't work on a Z.
So this is how we ended up with 236 slides or whatever it is.
But this is the last one that I found. But this was my favorite because inside, you get bonus on the carpet.
Acorns.
Bonus acorns and the spiders.
Ew.
Yes, the spiders. Is that like a animal? Hide? What am I looking at?
I don't know. It's green, though. There's a lot of green.
Ew.
What about those wheels?
You know what I hate? Is the fact that Vice Grip would just sit right down in this. Like, he would just put that seat back and just, like, plop his butt down in there. I would have to, like, send this thing through an acid dip before I said it.
Oh, your standards are way too high.
Ugh. Gross.
I've done way more gross things.
Today.
Today.
Mercury Cougar. There we go. Right. I just had to get a gift for the logo.
Good gift. Good gift. I don't think anybody found one that was like orange, blue door, hood up. That would have been...
Tree growing through it.
Gosh, that would have just been... We would have had to end the show right then. That would just be it. But we can't end the show without looking at last episode's Best Finds of the Week, where Kurt had a convertible limo van. I had a very odd steering three-wheeled electric vehicle. And ZK had a quiz. Who was it? Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
Yes.
It was Muhammad Ali's car or something.
The winner.
Someone scammed him.
Is me. And actually, Camino. Because my dad found that one on me. Good job. ZK in second place. 35% of the vote. And Kurt... I think you could fit more than 10 people in that van.
And have the breeze blowing majestically through all of their hair.
Majestically. All right. And for one 101th time, how about we look at our best finds for this episode, where I bring to you the trolley boat. It looks like a boat, but it's just a bus. It's a boat bus. No motors, no title. I bought a property, and it was on the property. Told it's been on the property for 10 years. 40 foot long. Was told it's in service in Daytona, and they used to drive to the ocean and drive around the pier. Was told it had bags that lifted off the tires, but it needs an air compressor to do that. No other information needed. So it's a trolley boat with wheels.
I think I've seen these.
In very good condition. But you can see that it has, like, an axle, basically, in the back. And,
yeah.
I actually remember seeing these in Daytona. Like, I remember seeing these when I was a child. It was a tourist trap thing that, that they would just, you know, drive, because Daytona is one of those beaches you can drive on. They just kind of drove off into the water and puttered around the pier and came back, and that was the attraction.
Oh, you can tell this is old because they don't have a area code on the phone number.
No.
Yeah, I've seen now, yeah, that was like a little inflatable pontoon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the right there.
I believe that Oh, there's one more picture, but that's about it. I was just really going for the girlfriend's vote with the frogs.
True. The frogs. Frogs are a good addition there.
I felt like that was really going to get this one to the finish line. I mean, it is also just so bizarre.
Does it come with a boat?
Yeah, it's not one of those ducks. It's another thing entirely.
No, yeah, this is not military. This is... Who knows? Maybe it was like commercial or, you know, industrial, something like that, and then retrofitted to this. But it looks more fever dreamish than that. Very much so a boat hull on the front and then just kind of bus everywhere else. Like a mullet. And that is what I have found this episode.
How much do they want for it?
Oh,
for
I don't know.
Vehicle seven... that they bought. The property of
$8,000. But think of the history, Kurt.
Yes, think of the mortgage they got to pay.
Think
off.
Of Don and his dream.
I think his dream has sunk and parked at the same time. It is no longer a boat, it is no longer a bus.
Hop aboard.
All right. I've decided to go way back.
Way back.
This was posted in the cars and trucks section of Craigslist or wherever I found it.
Oh, no.
Is this more cougars?
No, no more cougars. But you might need to bring your own horse For $69, nice, $100. Horseless horse carriage.
Wait, what?
It's the vintage horse-drawn hitch wagon for your Clydesdale slash mule situation that you have, obviously.
1 horsepower.
Mm. It's got 100,000 on the odometer. Oh. The manual transmission. Fuel.
Very other, manual transmission.
Probably the fuel is hay.
It's biofuel.
A beautiful, authentic horse-drawn wagon in very good condition. Came from a logging family in the Pacific Northwest. They used a team of mules for show and pleasure. 12 feet long, 6.5 feet wide. I don't know. I'm not going back to that.
Gage is dying.
The wheels, it's running on 51.5 inches.
I just need an alert or that sound clip of Kurt saying for work and pleasure. And pleasure.
The paint looks good, but it's worn. It looks just like a Budweiser wagon.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Juno's going to be able to
don't
pull this.
Don't say the brand name!
Shh. So here we go. Bringing it back.
I wonder how much of this is quote-unquote original.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it could be, but also ship a thesis stuff. So
right. Yeah. Like the metal brackets on the front, that doesn't look... There's a lot of stuff here, like the diamond plate. It looks very constructed for theme, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it could have been a situation like where somebody found the axles and frame mm-hmm. and then built up like the cart as a novelty.
Like the horse draw part looks kind of authentic.
Right. Which, I mean, if you've ever been to probably... any flea market ever, you find like these buggy axles and stuff. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Like the wheels are probably new, but done essentially the same way as they would have been.
Yeah, I think you can get those in Rent-A-Rim. It's got a trailer hitch on the back.
Haven't you know that's been a standard in America for hundreds of right. years now?
That predates the 2-inch
ball hitch.
You just pull a U-Haul behind it. Yeah, that vintage plywood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You could put a mattress in there, and you got your whole van life set up.
Hit the Oregon Trail.
Now you might be asking, Kurt, did you copy and paste all 23 images that are slightly different that this person posted in their advertisement? Yes, I did.
And that's how we got to 236 slides. It might have actually been 263.
I'm showing 266.
Okay, good.
Plywood was
introduced into the United States in 1865 and produced there shortly after.
All right. I'll buy it. I don't buy it, but I'll buy it. Well, keep on going.
Keep on going. What about ox? Can I use ox?
Oh, good. You can tow it from the front, too.
An oxen?
It's got like a hitch adapter for the front. Oh, there's your brake. Brake pedal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how quaint. I just noticed this. One of your steps is a horseshoe. Aww. To get up into the Aww. Driver's seat.
Did you say how quaint?
How quaint, adorable, just downright kitschy. Oh, here's not the same picture that was at the start, but it's the same
different...
picture.
Okay.
Another one. Oh, God. Look at that pinstriping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got to make sure it can fit your horse. Ooh, so we got on a ladder for this one.
How did they get this?
Ooh, zoom. This camera has a zoom.
Drone camera.
Oh, very different. You got to get the angle right.
Oh, we made it. God, my eyes are color shifted now from looking at all of that.
Red.
So for episode 100, uh-huh. I decided to find 100 ads of cars that were 100 years old. So here to you are 100 ads that are from 1923, and for some reason so many of them are Ford D-buckets.
I'm not even looking at the cars, I'm just looking at the word Ford waiting for it to change.
Nearly all of these are Ford T-buckets, and someone should probably pause the video at some of these because some of these pictures are glorious.
I saw one recently. Chevy, I saw it.
So if you want to be unique with your 100-year-old car, you should also get a Ford 1923 Ford T-bucket so you can be unique like everyone else.
Yes, for sure.
And none of these are cheap, actually. There's like a handful of them that are less than 10 grand. So I was thinking like maybe this could be like Ant's American car where he just gets, you know, the most American car, which is apparently a T-bucket Ford because there's 100 of these for sale. Currently, that was a horseless carriage. No, we can't stop. There's too many.
Okay.
So yeah, these are actually all listed for sale right now as of this recording, and you can get.
How long did this take you?
An hour. It was not hard. It was actually very shocking how many of 100-year-old quote unquote cars are for sale right now. And how many people are proud of their unique vehicle, mm-hmm. like everyone else is.
And so how many of them
they want to get rid of it
are powered by Chevrolet.
This is actually the last one.
Okay, that one's rad.
Yeah, I say this one for last because it's actually pretty interesting. It's like the most interesting one I came across. A Ford Track Roadster, built by Jerry Day, owner of Ram Race Cars. Who cares? It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
The headlights are weird, but they're like they look like metal chrome.
I like
so
it.
I don't know.
This whole thing looks like a American Caterham, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I dig it.
But also, it's one of these only Ford T-bucket things that has a hood cap.
Yeah.
And the engine is a 91 Oldsmobile Quad 4.
Wow.
From Manta Motors. It is a brand new engine.
Those were hot back in the day.
190 horsepower, 6,400 RPM with the dual quad or carbs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it probably sounds amazing too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this didn't have any video in this one. Mm. Front disc brakes, barely. Yeah,
kinda. Those tires look harder than. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My skull.
So there you go. 100 ads, 100-year-old cars for the 100th episode. That nearly broke the episode.
It did.
No, it actually did. It did.
20
it
minutes did. Late to recording this because it kept breaking the program that made the slides because there were so many slides. And now we know why. That would be the end of this episode, episode 100. However, I have to announce that I'm really disappointed in Kurt.
Oh.
Because this is going to be the final episode of the original format of Random Parked. And I just knew, I had it in my heart, that Kurt was going to bring his best. And I've been searching the whole country for ads lately. And he didn't come up with this 1992 Isuzu Irmischer R Geostorm?
Irmischer Geostorm.
Which is so bizarre. This might be one of the most bizarre things I've seen in Shoreline, Washington.
Mm.
You think it's bizarre now. Wait till you see the rest of it.
I love it. Let's buy it.
It's got factory Recaro seats in it. It's got, you know, the typical 90s geometric fabric patterns everywhere, including, you know, the blue and red weird pinstriping stuff. And it's also a weird three-door hatch situation. Yep. That's the butt.
I won't. I don't know, for 18 grand or whatever they're asking, I don't want it. But
like, look at that. It's so weird.
It looks like the Geostorms that we got, right?
The front's way different.
Yeah, I mean,
the back's way different. Like, look at this. Look at this.
It's like
hatch.
The same. I know. I'm saying it. It's like the same idea, but completely different.
Yeah. Look at the third brake light.
They want to sell the two cards. Not the Storm. What's the other one?
Look how bubbled the butt is.
Oh, there's the hatchback Storm. No, that, yeah, it's a Geostorm. What?
The back doesn't look like that, does it?
What am I looking at?
We're all asking that. It's got the,
we had a completely different front.
I mean, if we did get these Geostorm hatchbacks, I've certainly never seen one. Mm-mm. But yeah, it looks like that.
It's just pretty wild.
Yeah, I'm not sure we got the hatchback.
Ah,
maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. There's like one. No, Rotor Track did one. They probably sold like five of them, but they all had the different front.
Well, sure, it's $16,000. Could be yours, Kurt.
It's got the... See, you found this on Facebook. I'm like banned from searching on Facebook because I don't have an account. So
I had to throw it in there just because I felt like I didn't want to put it in mine because I was like, oh, what if that's Kurt's best find? That would be really rude of me because like I'm not supposed to search his domain.
Oh, we're just gonna like. If he did pick it, were you going to be like, and that's the end of the episode?
I was. That was just going to be it. That was the plan. All right. Well, now for realsies here, I'll go back. We'll go back to the end. thank you for joining. This is episode 100 of Ranwin Parked. You can still vote below if you want to vote for your favorite of the best finds of the episode. And
we'll probably review that in whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random Park is going to live on, but I am changing the format away from the kind of like presentation style. That's about the most I will say. I do plan, I'll disclose this much. Part of my plan is to have it where people will submit queries. And we go hunting, or I go hunting, or whoever goes hunting to find that car for them.
Like whoever goes hunting. Am I going to have to reapply for my host?
Yeah, yeah, you will.
You ever do that thing where like the company like goes through some changes, and they're like, well, you got to like reapply for your own position, and then they take away your seniority, and you have to...
This feels a little too real, ZK.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's going to be the same, like, format of the same group of people and everything like that. But basically, it'll be like, I'm doing Ranwin Parked now, and whoever wants to pop in...
the same group of people and not, like, we're still going to be there. He's like, the same group of people.
Because there's Powers, there's Anne, there's...
Lots of familiar faces, but we're not going to
specifically
Delaney, say ZK
whoever, or Kurt. You know, it's going to be more of like, who wants to pop in? You can pop in and call in and share stuff and stuff like that. It's going to be more like that instead of the, you have to be here right now or you're fired.
I think we're getting fired.
If this video gets 400 likes, I won't fire ZK.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Kurt, you were never allowed to be fired. Sorry. You're not gonna get off. You're not gonna get off that easy.
Dang.
But it has been fun. I have enjoyed this format of the show. I think it has been good and bad for all three of us. Okay, so it's been mostly bad for the three of us.
I think the silence was just all of us reflecting on it and being like, yes, we've purchased many cars from this show.
Yeah. It's definitely still, I mean, it's way in the negative for these two, but it's like definitely still in the negative for me too. Okay, well, that's our show. Okay, bye.
Thanks for having me. Really, we had a good time.
I'll clean out my desk.
You won't, though.